במשך the day of Rosh Hashanah, we are blowing 102 kelos. Part of it is minatera, part of it is medieval suffering, and part of it is a minhag. So we'll start al seder what says in Chumash and how we come to the final number of 103 kelos during the day of Rosh Hashanah. In Chumash it says one pasuk in Pinchas, בחידש השביעי, באחד לחידש, מיקר כדי שיהיה לכם, כל מלאכס הרידה לססו, יאים תרוע יהיה לכם. What means יאים תרוע יהיה לכם? In this day, you have to blow תרוע. We know what means תרוע. Tu, 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 and that's it. That's all what it says in this pasuk. From, this is one coil. From this one coil that says in the Chumash, till what we are neig, 103 kelos, it's a long way to go. So let's go further. There is another pasuk in the Yom Tevim in Parshas Emor. It says there, Zichrein Truo Mikra Kedesh. Not Yom Truo, Zichrein Truo. What means Zichrein Truo? Yes, for sure, we know that on Shabbos we don't say Yom Truo, we say Zichrein Truo. Because we don't blow, we just sing the Psukim. So Licha'ere, this is the Pshat and the Pasuk. But no, it's not. The reason why we don't blow on Shabbos is not because there is a pasuk of Zichrein Truo, it's only with the Rabbanon. Like the Alter Rebbe brings down in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Ches, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Liyis B'Shabbos, Ein Teikim B'Shefer, Midivri Sofrim, Mishum Uvdin Dechel, blowing, Shefer is Uvdin Dechel. It's not a meloche, but it's uved in the chel. That's not enough. Then comes the second reason. Gzere, Shemo, maybe he will carry in Rosh Hashanah. Why we need these two reasons in the Alter Rebbe explains. The Rebbe speaks about it, but that's not the subject that we are speaking. But at least we see that it's only midrabbonon that we don't blow on Shabbos. So the reason why it says in Chumash, Zichrein Truo, is not before Shabbos, because of Shabbos. Today, on Shabbos, we can't say Yom Truo, we say the pasuk of Zichrein Truo. But Minatero, even Shabbos we have to blow. So why does it say Zichrein Truo? Yes, there is another reason for Zichrein Truo, that we not only blowing, we saying the psukim, Malchias, Zichreinis, V'Shefras. So maybe that's what it means, Zichrein Truo, to say the psukim about Tkias Shefer. But that's also not the reason. Why? The reason why we are saying the psukim is only midrabbanon. Like we see that the Rebbe brings down in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Beis Siv Gimel. V'etiknu chachomim lishmeya esam al seder broches malchia zichein zeshefres. It's a midrabbanon. So that's not the reason why it says Zichrein Truo in Parshas Emor. So what is the reason that it says Zichrein Truo? Zichrein Truo means that you blow, and that brings Yale Zichreinechem lefonei letevo. So that's why it says Zichrein. But what it means is blow. So we have already two psukim where it says that you should blow Truo in Rosh Hashanah. If we should say it each one separately, so it means that on Rosh Hashanah you have to blow twice. One Truo and a second Truo. And that's it. We have only, so far, only two of the 130. So where do we learn out the rest? So yes, there is another pasuk, but the other pasuk doesn't speak about Rosh Hashanah. It speaks about Yom Kippur. It doesn't speak about the regular Yom Kippur. It speaks about Yom Kippur of the evil, when we are taking out Lecherus, the Avodim, and other things. So over there we see in Behar, it says, Ve'avarto Shefer Truo, Bachedesh Ashvi, Be'osr Lachedesh, Be'im HaKippurim, Taviru Shefer B'chol Arzachem. So you should have a Shefer Truo, an Yom Kippur. So what is this connected, related to the subject that we are speaking about Rosh Hashanah? So there is a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that even though it says one at Yom Kippur of Yevil and two at Rosh Hashanah, we should get them all together. As if it would say three times in Rosh Hashanah, three times on Yom Kippur of Yevil. So since we have this limud, so we have already three truas on Rosh Hashanah. So we have to say three times true. As it says in the Alter Rebbe, explains it in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadik, Sif Aleph. Kamot ki es chayv odom lishmei v'Rosh Hashanah. Teisha. Tkia trua, tkia, tkia trua, tkia, tkia trua, tkia. We'll speak soon about the tkia, but now we see three times true. Why three times? Lefi she sholish peomim truo neemor beteiro. Shnaim bereish shone ve'echot b'yem ha-kippurim shel yevel u'mepi ha-shmua lomdu she hein lemeidim ze mize ולכך הרי הוא כאילו כל השולש פעמים תרועו נאמורים בכל לחס מהם. So that's how we get it three times true. But that's not enough. Every time we blow true, we say true, tkia, true, tkia. At kia before the true, at true, at kia after the true. Where does it say this in the Torah? So we have that pasuk in about Yom Kippur of Yevil, and we'll learn out from it for Rosh Hashanah. So it says in Behar, Ve'ha'avarto sheifer truo. Not only yen truo, blow truo. Ve'ha'avarto. What means ve'ha'avarto? So the Chachamim say ve'ha'avarto means tkiyo. Just let him pass. Without truo means two. The avarto means just pass it. So the avarto, sheifa truo, means that blow a regular tkio and then the truo. And the end of the pasuk is Bosa Lachedesh Bema Kippurim, Taviru sheifa b'chol ha'artzachem. Again, the Havarta Shefer. That means that every time that we take a truo, we say a tkiyo before, a tkiyo after, the truo in the middle. That's all it says Minatero. Three times tarat. That's Minatero. Tkiyo, truo, tkiyo, tkiyo, truo, tkiyo, tkiyo, truo, tkiyo. Nine kelas. As the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, continues to explain the whole in Tovkov Tzadik in the beginning, the whole truo tzricholi is pshuto lefoner upshuto lacher. Vehina nikroim tkiyis stam shenema v'ha'avarto sheifo truo. Mashma shetzorich lahavir koel poshut v'ahakir truo tiyya truo. The lashon v'ha'avarto mashma Ha'avor as keil poshet. Ve'aharat v'ruo ne'amar ta'aviru sheifo. That's Minatero. We have nine out of the 130. why isn't this enough? Because actually there is a machlekes or a safek, what means true? If true means two, like one Christ, which calls Yelolis, or Gnichos. Gnichos means two, which we call Shvarim. So there is a machlekes if the true is Yelolis or Gnichos. If it's true or Shvarim, or both. That when someone starts crying, he starts crying Gniches, and then he gets more emotional, he starts Yelolis. So it's either Shvorim, either Truo, either Shvorim Truo. And for this Sofek or Machlekes, we're doing three times. Not only Tarat, 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 but Tashrat, 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 Tashat, 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 Tarat, Tarat, Tarat. If it's a Sofek, so why isn't enough we should say only Tashrat? When you say Gnichas and Truo, so it's a Memanefshech. So the Gemara says, the Poskim say it's not enough. If Truo means Truo, what we call Truo, so if you would say, if you would make Shvorim Truo, the Shvorim would be a Hefsek. It says in Posik V'Avarto Shefer Truo, means it should go together. Right after the Tkio, it should come the Truo. If the Truo is the Truo, when you do Gniches, it's a Hefsek. So we can't do that, so we have to do separately Tashrat, separately Tarat, Tashat, separately Tarat. So nine is not enough, it's the nine. But since they have a Sofek and Machlekes, it comes three times. Three times nine is 27. But Tashrat is four in each one. So it's 12. 12 and 9 and 9 is 30. That's the 30 that we have Midiraisa with a Sofek. Therefore, before Musaf, we blowing 30 Kailas. Tashrat, 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 Tarat, Tashrat, 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 Tarat, Tarat, Tarat. Together it's 30. That's all Minatera. Then comes Midrabona. The Rabbanon says that since it says Zichre Truo or any other reason, we should say the Psukim. And when we say the Psukim, we should say the Tkiyas by the Psukim, which means the Musaf. So that's what the Rabbanon says, so it's good. So why we have to do it twice? So do it only by the Psukim. Only by Musaf. That's what the Gemara is asking. We understand the Chachamim say that you have to say it by the Psukim. But why you have to say it before Musaf and the middle Musaf? Say it only. So then you'll be Yetzer HaRitzeh and the Rabbanon. So the Gemara is asking this in Rish Hashanah Daf Zayin. Lomo toikin umerin kshehim yeshvim before Musaf. V'teikin numerim k'sheim eimdim in middle of Musaf. Answer the Gemara k'dila'ar v'vasot. The Takona Chachomim, it says it should blow it in middle of Musaf. But then we start Musaf, we still don't have the Tkiyas, so the Sotan would be mekatrik. So before we start davening Musaf, right away we want to do it. Comes out that the Raisa decay is in the middle of Musaf. The Raisa on the Rabbanon, that's for the main one. The one that we do before is only live and certain. That's correct. But after the Chachamim was metaken that we should do it before Musaf, it changes the whole picture because it makes that the Raisa Is befomus, we kon die reizen u dan uit te zijn op zoek. Zo je reed jeet ze die reizen aan de earlier. The second one, becomes a drabon. The fact that the first one becomes a die reizen and the second one becomes a drabon makes it very complicated and we will discuss later on what the complication from it comes out. But actually, it would be enough. Only in Musaf, and the Rabbonon did that we should do first before Musaf, that becomes the Reise, there we say the Broche, and then the second one is the middle of Musaf, in order we should say it on the Broches, on the Psukim. Okay, so we're saying it before Musaf and in Musaf, but that's not enough, that's already 60. But we're saying 90. Turi in the Stille Shmoneh Esrei and Turi in the Chazaras Hashatz. Why you need these two? These two we need because there is a machlekes what the takone of Chachomim was. To blow it in the Stille Shmoneh Esrei or to blow it in Chazaras Hashatz. What is the svore to do it in Stille Shmoneh Esrei and what is the svore to do it Chazaras Hashatz. The Stille Shmoneh Esrei, the poskim say it's not good. Why it's not good? We say it on the psukim, so we say all the psukim, then we blow. But who could say when we say the psukim? One davens more bekavone and more bariches, and one davens faster. So when are you going to blow? Okay, we clap and kish and we wait, but it's a confusion. So therefore, for sure, Chachamim meant to blow b'chazoras shatz, b'chazoras shatz. Everyone is together with the chazan. That's the svore that we should do it b'chazoras shatz. But other poskim say, "What are you talking about?" The Gemara says it says in the Stille Shmoneh Esrei. What does the Gemara say in this? We say it in the Stille Shmoneh Esrei. Let's see again what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Lama teikin numerim kshem yoishvim before Shmoneh Esrei, uve teikin numerim kshem eindim. When does one everyone stand? In the Stille Shmoneh Esrei. In Chazaras Hashatz you have to stand. So for sure the Gemara speaks about the Stille Shmoneh Esrei. So what do the others say? Poskim say, how could we say it's Chazaras Hashatz? He says kshem eindim. So the Alter Rebbe brings down on it two tirutzim. One is not here in Hilchas Tfilah in Chelek Aleph. In Hilchas Chazaras Hashatz. And one is here. Let's see the two tirutzim. And we'll see if it's simple or not. Let's go to Simon, Alter Rebbe Shechonor Simon, Kuf Chov Dalet. Yesh Oimrim. שכל האום יעמדו כשחזר השעץ בתפילות. There is a poskim that say, just like when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we have to stand. The same thing when the chazan says, he is made to us. We did already, but he is made in order to be made to make to us. So we have to stand every day. Does everyone do it? No. Yes, Emre. Why do they say such a thing? Because we know that we have to blow on Chazaras Hashatz, and because we know that Chazaras Hashatz we don't have to stand. So they say you have to stand. When? A whole year? And now he is finishing in Siman Kuf Chof Dalet. Leka lochei nikru atkiyes shebechazoras Hashatz b'Rosh Hashanah atkiyes me'umot. That's why the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah כשעומדים לפי שכל האום עומדים בחזרת השעץ. It may be a good teret, but it's not להלוכה, because we don't stand בחזרת השעץ. So how should we explain those that say that we have to do it בחזרת השעץ? How do they explain כשהם עומדים? Alter Rebbe brings down a second Teretz in Simon Tov Kuf Tzadik Beis Seif Beis תקיעס אלו נקרואים תקיעס מאומות, לפי שאף השם אין צריכים למד באיז שמיעס תקיעס הללו, מה שאין גם בתקיעס מיושב שאין צורך למד אלו התקיע בלבד. It's a new din. We standing by before Musaf also with kiyas, unless someone can't stand. But it's not the most. Theoretically we could sit. By the Musaf, there is a din that when he blows, you have to stand up. And that's why it's called Be'umot. It's a good teret, but where do we take it? Yibora says, this is Me'umot. Where do we know that we have to stand by Me'umot? Yes, there is a limud that Kiyas Shefer has to blow Me'umot. We learn it out from Lochem, Gzirishove, from Sfira Sohimer. Over there it says Bakomo, you have to stand. When you read, when you count the Sfira Sohimer, you have to stand. When you put on your talus, you have to stand. And when you blow, you have to stand. That's the one that blows. But all the other people could sit. Here the Gemara says they have to stand. The Gemara doesn't say Hiradim. It says Me'umot. So it's a direct to say this is what the Gemara says. So therefore they say, no, it must be by Shtel Shmanesre. But as we see, there's Poskim that say the Shatz. So therefore we do it three times. In each one, we have the whole set. Tkia through it, Tkia three times, Tkia Shvorim through it, Tkia three times, and Tkia Shvorim, Tkia three times. Altogether it's Turi. Turi before Musaf, Turi by Tvila de Shteinik Shmonesre, and Turi by Chazor HaShatz. That's the 90.
The Gedolf doesn't do that. The belt only does Chazor HaShatz.
They don't blow before. You see, this two minogi. 2 days. We say we do all three for this reason. But that's not enough. We have already explanation for 90, but we still didn't get to 130. In order to get to 130, so after Chazor HaShatz, we say it is Kabbal. And before this Kabbal, we say Tashat, which is 10. Why is that? And that's not enough. After we say Tirim, before we go home, we then saying another Turi. Why is that? The reason is because it says that we have to say another time blow for Larves Asotn. What is the newer Larves Asotn? We did already Larves Asotn. That Larve Vesasotn was that we shouldn't say, we're starting already Shmonesre, we still didn't blow. The next Larve Vesasotn means, you're going home, and you're going to eat, and be happy. Indeed, don't you have any Yomim Niroim? Therefore, Larve Vesasotn, you should know that even when we go home, we still have the Yira Sayim. We blow, brings Yira. Okay, that's another reason. But why 10 in Kaddish and why 3 after? So there is 3 days. How many keles we have to blow by the Kaddish after Chazor HaShatz? Let's see how the Alter Rebbe explains it in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Vov. Yes, Mekemis Neyagim. שלאחר התפילו מרים תרועו כדי לא בלי תקיעו. What תרועו? לאחר זה זה? That's one day.
What's the תרועו כדי לא?
Two.
That's
it. What's
called
כדי לא? כדי לא, because you make more than 9. We'll discuss later maybe how many we have to do al pi din and how many we add. We'll discuss it maybe later. But here, make 20 instead of 9, whatever. Second day, it says, Why? כי דילאם וססותם של יקטרי גחרת אחרת פילו שהלכים ואיכלים ושייסים וסמכים לימר שאינם יראים אם עשיים הדין. So therefore we show that when we go home we still have the אם עשיים הדין. יש מקיימס נהגים להחזר ולתקע שלישים קיילס. As we do in the end, why שלישים? Because we already discussed in the Torah and the Sofek, we have to do Shleishim Keilas. Look, you are in Chabad houses or in college, sometimes people come late. Even in shul, ladies, children, sometimes they come late, even if they came earlier, maybe the children made noise and we didn't hear all them Keilas. We want to do it again, maybe you missed something. So if you have to do already Kiddilah with a sudden, do another turn. And B'derech Agav, if someone didn't hear before, he'll hear now. That's the second day. Yesh mekeimis ne'agim, lachzer v'litkeh shleishim keilet lefishacheshishim, shemo miktsas atzibur lishomu kol latkeyes kerohi ukehegen. V'yeitzu b'shmeyes tkeyes elu. Then there is a third day. Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat. 10. Why 10? Or 2, or 3. No, there is a cheshbon pikabola that we should all together do 100 kilos. Why 100 kilos? Why 90 is not enough? ויש נהגים לתקיע 100 קיילס, דהיינו שתקיע מהרת פילו להשלים 100 קיילס עם התקיע של מיושב ושל מאומת. You say that some don't blow by the שתיל השמונסר, because it's complicated. But it says you know that the meaning is to do all 90 and then another 10. Why 100 קיילס? It's not pickable. Sfires 10 times 10, whatever. There is a remez of it that says, but keser le'im chegeinu. There is a connection between keser, it's Rosh Hashanah, we don't see the levona, be'im chegeinu is sukkas. So just like by sukkas we see a connection to 100, so by Rosh Hashanah we also see a connection to 100. What is the sukkas a connection to 100? Schach. Schach is Sama, Chof, Chof, 100. So we all want to be Yates at this 100. So we're blowing this time. Then, after we finish everything, before we go home, we do the Shleishim, for if someone didn't hear everything. But what we want to do, the number, is 100. And therefore, the 100 is different than the Torah. The 100 is a part of the tkiyas that we are blowing to be eight of the whole set. The Torah is an additional la'avas asotn, if someone wasn't yetzer. What is the difference? As we'll maybe discuss it later, we don't speak a middle till we finish the tkiyas. The Rebbe didn't speak till after the 10. We should have the whole 100 without a half sec. He spoke before the Torah. That's something else. But the 100 is a thing for itself.